This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Tonight, it is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and just with Keita Bussey, because tonight we're going to talk about a few things that I don't know if we've ever talked about this. I used to wonder, Keita, when I was in the military, why I had to get up every morning and run 2 miles and do push-ups and sit-ups and all this other stuff when my job didn't involve doing push-ups and sit-ups and running 2 miles. But
well, that's exactly why you should.
Yes, but what it actually did was it enabled me to do my job to a very high degree, and I had a whole lot of tolerance for a whole lot of punishment, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Tell me about your thoughts on cross training to be a better shooter.
So cross training, first of all, if you are deciding to go into competition shooting, there are very specific exercises for that. But if you are not in shape, there's no reason for you to focus on really specific exercises for sport shooting. Instead, if you simply focus on getting your body in shape, that's the priority. So, you know, working out for at least 20 minutes a day, that's all you need to do. Once you get to being in good physical condition, then at that higher level, that's when you can start doing sports-specific training.
So, I saw today that Steve put a thing up on, I guess it was Facebook about your book, and I saw there was a few disparaging people there that don't quite get what you're trying to do there. Do you run into that a lot when you're trying to push these crazy ideas of, you know, the way you should train and the way you should do things?
Imagine what people thought when Thomas Edison said he was going to invent a light bulb, a way to have light without fire. They probably thought he was pretty nuts.
Yeah.
So when you introduce new ideas, new concepts, whether they work or not, people think they're crazy.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw you take it much better than I do, too, by the way. I'd be getting out there going, hey, I'm the one that gets paid to train these people. You're just, I don't even know who you are. You're nobody. I'd be as cruel as I could be to them.
Well, you know, we have a responsibility as gun owners to put forth a particular persona on the internet. We want to come across on the internet as responsible, law-abiding citizens.
Sure.
And it's our responsibility to make those types of posts, and we really have to be responsible for our footprint as gun owners, because people are looking at us, especially right now.
Well, that's true. That's very true. So to this end, how many other people that you know of? Like, training for self-defense, there's two ways of training for self-defense, and my biggest fear is I get too heavily into one. Because most real armed self-defense is going to be over in 3 seconds. I might have to take a step left or right, you know, a la get off the X. But it's going to be over with in 5 seconds.
More than likely, yeah.
I'm not really in a gunfight. I'm in more of a quick draw contest. Yes. But in the event, and there's a bunch of things this could turn into. I mean, if a riot opens up in front of me or something, and I have to get into a mode where I may be in a sort of a pitched battle, I'm going to be, one, trying to get to a real gun, which is a long gun, or I'm going to be forced to use the handgun, and then that's when movement comes into play, and that's where all of your training leads, isn't it?
Well, movement also comes into play with a long gun.
It does,
that
absolutely.
That is also something that I teach, and it is a little bit different than with a pistol.
But, you know, it's a different manual of arms. It's also, for those of us that are military veterans, we always, at the very least, we were always paired up, but there was two of us. So we could do something called Overwatch, whereas as a solo act, I don't have somebody keeping somebody pinned down as I move up on them.
Right. There's nobody cover me while I move.
Yep. So this is where my shortcoming is.
You said it's basically a draw contest. It's interesting that you say that, because over the weekend, something I did with a particular group I was training is we would be doing something, you know, talking, having a conversation, loading magazines, whatever it may be, and we're all on, you know, the same firing line so that it's safe, but, you know, doing something where you're not really giving your full attention to another person on the line. And when you see that person move out of your peripheral vision, you're supposed to draw and shoot the target before they can shoot it.
Right.
And that was a really fun drill.
Well, I imagine. Those reactive drills are always the best drills, because they really do tax you. And even if you're no good at it, even if you fail every time, you still pick something up from it.
Of course. You learn more from missing than you do from hitting.
Yep. So that part always, I get a kick out of that part. I don't get to do those drills very often. But maybe, are you coming to the Southeast anytime soon again?
I don't have anything on the books. I'll be putting together my 2021 schedule shortly. I'm kind of waiting on borders opening up internationally, because it is a world shoot year, and I'd like to get the international trips on the books first and schedule my U.S. classes around those. But if anyone wants to book me, I'm open for booking.
Yeah, and Keita brings a class with her. And then there's you try, for some people, it's okay to cross-train into some of these things, but do you think everybody gets that? Do you think everybody gets the importance of that?
I think shooting in general is changing. It's morphing into more of an athletic sport, where it used to be that it was non-athletic. It would be, you know, the younger generation of it would be people who grew up playing video games and didn't really play any sports, or they were in band. That's typically the people I would see on the range. And before that, you know, it's older guys who aren't really fit or athletic. But now that is changing. And now people are seeing the importance of cross-training for the sport.
Now, is there any way to adapt some of this stuff to the older person?
Oh, of course. So you came to my class and saw how I worked with people who have had injuries and things like that.
Right.
Typically, once you reach a particular age, just living your life, you develop injuries and end up with chronic pains and things like that. So doing exercises, let's say you have a shoulder injury, so you have to strengthen everything around that joint to support it externally, sort of, so to speak. So strengthening everything around that joint is going to make you stronger, and it's going to be easier for you to shoot without pain.
Hang on for me. We'll pick this up on the other side. We're talking about cross training with the master of movement, and that's Keita Bussey. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish you would have known, because I
my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military,
and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey about the need for cross-training in order to make us better shooters. And, I mean, some people would, you know, I guess the people that come to you are really interested in taking the first step, because most people that carry guns are not really going to do this, are they? They're not going to go to this level. They're not going to take these steps to get in the proper...
No, just carrying every day as a precaution, they're probably not going to. But if they really, truly want to be prepared for whatever could happen, I talked about exercising for supporting injuries so that you can sort of work around those injuries. That's number one. Two is flexibility. Let's imagine you are just carrying every day just as a precaution, and something happens. What's the first thing you're going to do if you can?
Tell me.
If somebody, you're probably going to go for cover or concealment, right?
Right.
And
that's what you better be doing.
How high or low could that cover or concealment be?
And I've taken a couple of classes where I've seen some really young people get behind some really small things.
Exactly. You just don't know what's going to be available to you. So you have to be flexible enough to get both into and out of these awkward positions, not only into and out of them, but also be able to shoot from them. So flexibility is very important, whether it's sports shooting or tactical or everyday, just being prepared. Then after flexibility comes core strength. You need that core strength to hold up the gun, to transition the gun. Your core muscles are actually what you use when you're driving the gun off of one target and then controlling the entry onto the next target so that you don't overswing it. So core muscles are very important in shooting. So not just your core muscles, but I think I've talked about it before, the transverse abdominis muscle, that one that's sort of like a corset muscle. And that also helps relieve back pain, because you're having your abdomen do some of the work of basically holding you erect so that it takes some of the pressure off your back. Instead, you're using these core muscles to do that for you.
I can see where that would come into play. So for your average person that's maybe going to the gym, they would just need to add some stuff to their routine in order to make that work on a regular basis, wouldn't they? Not nothing really. I mean, nothing like planks. Do planks handle pretty much everything?
Yes. Planks are great abdominal strength workouts for toning. The transverse abdominis is very difficult to target and to know when you're activating it. It's sort of a sensation of sucking your belly button in toward your spine. So if you lay on the floor and suck your belly button toward your spine, laying on your back, then you'll probably feel your sides begin to push inward, and then you know you've targeted it. So once you know what it feels like, then you can do it during your workout.
So that's how you would work that muscle, or is that how you identify the muscle and try to feel for what it feels like when it's flexing?
That's how you identify the muscle. So then when you're doing your planks or whatever core workout it may be, you try to identify that muscle while you're doing the workout so that you can target it. Otherwise it gets missed, and it's a very important muscle to have, especially as a shooter, and especially if you have back pain.
Right. Well, yeah, that does come into for me. I'm going through a whole bunch of going down south and getting getting a back rearranged and all that other fun stuff. That's fun. Right. I'm having fun with that. But, I mean, I'm doing it for a reason so that I can, you know, move around a little bit better.
Right.
And it's working.
Not to say that you can't defend yourself if you can't move around well. I've had one of my students was in a wheelchair and drew his gun when he was being attacked, and he wasn't exactly mobile. So it doesn't mean you can't defend yourself. It just increases your chances of success.
Right. Yeah. Every little edge comes along. But then, and we're before we run out of time again this time, I want to, of course, I want to touch on a couple of other things regarding older people, and then I want to move on into what you get out of it, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
Now, and I'll tell everybody listening this simply. It would be so much easier if you could take her class. Because Keita is actually a very good instructor, and she brings her book out, and she shows all the stuff, and, you know, she explains what she's talking about. It's almost like going to a sit-down class. It's almost like going to a classroom environment, but you do actually get out there, get to try it, and get to feel how that feels as you run through it. And that's important, isn't it, to get that understanding of how it feels.
Yes, we spend most of our time actually shooting on the range, but we do have sit-down classroom time, and I feel it's important to get the students off the range so that they can separate themselves from any distractions. They're not loading magazines and trying to listen at the same time.
Right.
They're more focused on the content. And then I demonstrate it, and then I have them do it, and then I have them teach one another so they can use the teach-back technique for retention.
Yeah, that part of it is invaluable, because most of what you teach is not that hard to absorb. It's actually quite simple once that light goes on inside their head, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Once you understand the why behind it, I don't just tell you what to do. I tell you why we do it that way, what the research is, and if you have a better way to do it, that's great. Show me.
Well, coming up on the next break, give out your website, please.
It is 180firearmstraining.com.
And the book.
The book is Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, available on Amazon, or you can email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com to get your personalized copy or to set up a class.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put together another potential stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican saying,
secures federal unemployment benefits, sends more than $100 billion to keep kids safe in school, helps parents with child care, helps families afford expenses.
President Trump admitted in March that he always wanted to play it down regarding the seriousness of the COVID-19 threat to the United States. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci on his conversations with the president.
When we would be speaking to the president, we'd talk about the cold facts. He would get them. You know, often he would want to, you know, make sure that the country doesn't get down and out about things. But I don't recall anything that was any gross distortion in things that I spoke to him about.
Fauci speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News. More than 85 fires are burning across the West Coast in an unprecedented event that's already scorched hundreds of thousands of acres. In California, at least 25 wildfires are now raging. The National Guard rescuing hundreds of people from the fires, including Joe Ibre, who tells ABC News.
I kept thinking about my wife and family at home, and, you know, I knew that they would be very nervous and worried for us. So being able to talk to them was a huge relief.
Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Surgeon General Jerome Adams says politics is not playing a part in the coronavirus task force team.
Here's what I can tell you. As a member of the coronavirus task force, there has been no politicization of the vaccine process whatsoever. We have a process in place that I trust as a doctor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman from 180 Firearms Training. I think it's important to note, Keita, and I don't know what you teach and everything else, but one thing that I found from my time in the military is that once you engage in something where you're going to have to be doing movement, it's not that fast. The movement is not that fast. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to have great knees or be a sprinter or something. You have to have tactics involved in everything and know what you're doing and know how to move from cover to cover. But it's not necessarily only limited to young people.
That is correct. Whatever level you're at, whatever your physical condition, you can move your body more efficiently than what you're doing now.
To that end, okay, so my man Mean Gene was there, and his friend, I can't remember his first name, his last name is Mr. Let's just call him Mr. Cover. Mr. Cover was there, and they're both about contemporaries of mine, which I'm almost 60 years old. They were able, to move across the course about as well as, say, Big Mike was. But I mean, Big Mike, of course, is still in the and still in pretty good shape. I know he's retired from the military, but he's still pretty good shape. Do you find that some of the older people might be a little pensive about trying some of this stuff until they actually get to see it happen and say, oh, yeah, I could do this?
Yeah, I have a lot of people who worry about taking my class because they think they have to already be in good shape to take the class. But that's not what the class is about. The class is about meeting you where you're at with your physical abilities and helping you move around more efficiently for whatever level you're at. So those guys found that at the end of the day, when they normally would have to turn in and not be able to come back for a second day because they're in so much pain, they were in far less pain than they normally are after taking a class, just because their bodies were moving in a way they're made to move. They're not fighting nature. They're working with nature, using gravity to their advantage, using their joints and muscles in the way that they move most efficiently, rather than fighting against their own body.
Yeah. That stuff, when Gene, especially Gene Higdon, he's had a heart issue like I've had, and he's had some other things. He's got knee issues, although I think he's had knee replacement, too. Whatever
now,
he's had.
Before we even started the class, I took Gene to the grocery store, and we picked out what he needed for the range as far as hydration and balancing electrolytes and snacks that would be good for him, because he has this tough balance with he has to keep his blood sugar regulated, and
yep.
He can't have a lot of salt because of his heart. So finding the right balance of low sugar foods, complex versus simple carbs, and not too much salt in the electrolytes was a challenge for him. So we found all those things to make sure he would get through the class without any issues, and it worked very well.
That's another thing that comes into play. I mean, you knew about that already then, I take it.
Well, I already knew. I mean, I was a nurse, so you kind of learn how people look if they have certain conditions. For example, 2 weeks ago, I was on the range with a gentleman around your age, and we were playing with that pop-up steel, and I told him to grab a snack really quick. He goes, why? And I said, because you're diabetic. And he goes, how did you know that? Well, I was a nurse so long, I can identify the smell of ketones. So I just knew from, it sounds silly, but from the smell that he needed to grab a snack or he was going to start passing out and heading downhill. And then he admitted to me that he wasn't feeling very well. And after he had his snack, he was fine.
If only you'd been with me in Orangeburg when I was taking Steve's class. I knew that I was going to have a heat injury there. I don't know why I didn't do something about it earlier, but I did manage to still walk under my own power to get somewhere cool and drink a lot of water.
You're stubborn.
I know.
Most shooters are, which is why we need to watch out for each other.
I told you, I need to be disciplined from time to time. I need somebody to bring me back in line. I need that to happen. So now that that's out of the way and everybody can understand that you don't have to be a athlete to do it. At the same time, when you do train with somebody like Keita can find things as far as stuff that you can implement to make what movement you are capable of more efficient, correct?
Yes. So one thing you want to work on is endurance, and that would be cardio. So typically what I tell people, if they're trying to lose weight, I tell them if you're going to be at, well, treadmills aren't very good, but here in
no.
Wisconsin, there's really no other option because we get so much snow. So 4 miles an hour or more for 20 minutes, and then you don't count that as part of your workout because anything beyond that 20 minutes is when your metabolism switches to fat-burning mode, and that's when you start getting that endurance. So I recommend 40 minutes keeping it at or above 4 miles per hour. If you're going less than 4 miles per hour, it's not going to do anything for you. So 4 miles an hour isn't even that fast. It's a brisk walk.
Just as I'm curious about this because I have played with this idea a little bit, but what you're describing, the whole process of exercising, is exercising that way and getting to the point to where you're burning fat better than, say, employing the keto diet where you put yourself into a state of ketosis, which is sort of a state of duress, right?
It is. No, I'm talking about building endurance. So let's say you're out at a competition in the heat for 3 days or at a class in the heat. It builds up your endurance so you can get through that without having a heat injury. It reduces your risk for heat injury.
I'm glad I asked that question. Every time I go somewhere, everybody looks at me and goes, have you ever thought about the keto diet? But now that I've gotten my spine straightened out, I look thinner, Gita. Thinner.
Really?
Thinner. We're coming up on the next break. How do people find out your classes that you got coming up and when you might be able to get into a class with you?
They can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
The classes that Keita gives are very comprehensive. And, in Columbia, we did a little bit of classroom time, which was sort of nice because Gene Higdon has his luxury RV. But, I mean, you have the same kind of classroom time all the time.
Yes.
Minus the luxury RV, but that was nice, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, at the range I've been going to, we get to have our classroom time inside a mansion and a great room. So that's pretty cool.
I'm just going to have to, like, travel with you and be your videographer just so we can we can sell some of this, and I need to hang out in some of the places you are. Where's the website at to go check you out?
180firearmstraining.com.
We're talking to Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman, talking about cross-training. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about what everybody can do. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey, and we've been talking about the importance of cross-training. For people that are going to look in a cross-training, what are the body, the muscle groups they're going to be looking at for in most cases?
In most cases, I mentioned the core, definitely the quads, because those are the most powerful muscles for moving your body around. And obviously the arms, because you have to transition and drawing the gun, things like that. So what I have my students do is actually use a dumbbell hand weight, and they can use that to strengthen the muscles for the draw, just going through that motion with the hand weight. And they put two hands on it like they're holding a pistol and transition between targets. Once you take that away, they start moving a lot more efficiently. It also points out what you're doing wrong. So if you have this extra weight, then your body is going to want to move in the most easy way possible, because it's going to be harder if you have that weight in your hand. So it just sort of automatically moves more efficiently, getting the feedback from using the weight. So, you know, after you take it away, immediately you're going to be faster, but you have to keep that up over time to make it transferable, to continue that speed.
We should design some pistol grip kettlebells.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. They wouldn't have to be bell-shaped either. They could be, like, rectangular.
I'm going to glue a front sight on my weight.
There you go.
Well, every time I'm at the gym, when we do this, we do this thing in a group, an instructor-led gym class, where you lay on your belly and you put your arms and legs up in the air. They call it the Superman.
Right.
And that, it strengthens your core and a few other things. So whenever we're doing that and they have us sort of twist our arms side to side, I hold my arms together like I'm holding a gun and transitioning. And then my friends are yelling at me, Kita, that's not the workout. Well, it's my workout.
But once again, you can't just tell them to shut up and mind their own business because you have a persona to keep up with, right? I get it. Now, now one thing about the way you like to get people to move is you like people to be sort of coiled up. So that means a little bit of a knee bend, right?
Yes. I like them to be low because then that shock absorbs the sites so they don't bounce around as much. So if your movement is better, your shooting improves as a byproduct. It's not that your shooting got any better. It's that your movement improved, and your movement does affect your shooting.
Right. I have found, quite by accident, okay? So I was filming with you there at the range in Columbia with a gimbal. And the gimbal does do a lot of things to level out the movement of the camera, make it smoother. But I still have to walk with this bent-legged walk so that because it doesn't control the axis of going up and down. So I have to walk with this sort of a ninja walk, you know, and it's a bent.
Right.
And that has helped me out a little bit. But what do people do if they have, like, knee issues? Because that walking with the leg flexed a little bit like that can cause a little bit of pain. I guess they have to just walk with it as flexed as they can. Is that helpful at all, or?
Yes, so they are limited by the mobility of their joints. So I tell them to sit their butt down as low as they can get it. I encourage them to use KT, kinetic tape. That helps a lot with relieving that pain. And also being sure to use their joints front to back rather than side to side, just because that's how their bodies are going to move more efficiently.
Anybody listening, if you do have knee issues and your insurance will cover it, you should go look at something called a Willow MD. You probably like this. It is pinpoint laser therapy that you strap onto your knee. It's a pain mitigation mechanism that was developed by the Detroit Lions. While they don't win many football games, but they do know how to take care of their knees.
Interesting.
The Willow MD, I have one. I use it on a regular basis.
Well,
doesn't
cool.
solve any issues. It just mitigates pain.
Okay. So, yeah, that's kind of what the kinetic tape does as well. It takes some of the pressure off the ligaments and tendons.
Is kinetic tape like rock tape?
I'm not sure what rock tape is.
I don't know either. Costa used to be taped all up. He used to, like, I guess everybody that shoots as often as they shoot, because I see Steve wrapping his wrists, and everybody has sort of joints wherever they're moving that seem to have some issues except for you. And hopefully you never get them, but all the guys I know, they seem to do that. And Chris was using rock tape last time I checked.
I actually do preventative exercises. So if you shoot on a regular basis, you are going to end up with shooter's elbow, or your wrists are going to have issues. And it's typically tendons that are the problem. And I do exercises every day to prevent that so that I don't have that pain. So what I'm doing is creating scar tissue on the tendons, because scar tissue doesn't have nerve endings. There's no pain.
Right.
So if you purposely create scar tissue in those places, you won't develop a problem. But if you do have a problem, what these exercises do is, what happens is the tendons get sort of crumpled up, and then they get painful.
Right.
So you're basically hanging a weight on the end of them to pull them straight.
Does that not impede developing scar tissue? Does that not impede flexibility?
No, it doesn't. It's still flexible. It's sort of in the middle of the tendon. So it's not the entire tendon. It's just this one spot where it's typically affected by shooting.
Gotcha. All right. So in the book now, do you show any of these exercises you do, these preemptive exercises? Is that in the book?
They are in the book. Also in the book, there is a website where you can go and watch videos on how to do those exercises.
Really? Is it you doing it?
No, it's a physical therapist.
Okay.
He specializes in the shooting sports.
Now, one thing I think we need to point out is that you do have a your nursing background is about rehabilitation and physical stuff, right?
Yes.
Is Pixie getting out of hand back there in the background?
Yep.
Is that
Pixie right just got home from school.
Okay. What was your background with that? What when you were medical, what were you doing?
So, well, I started out in geriatrics, and then I moved to neuropeds, and I also worked on a floor doing rehab after surgery, so a medical surgical floor where we got people back on their feet and taught them how to move efficiently so they wouldn't injure themselves after a surgery and ways they can move their body to encourage healing and prevent re-injury.
Okay. Good stuff, good stuff. All coming from Keita Bussey. You're actually sort of a... Keita, for those of you that have been to a class, Keita's classes are sort of a cut above, because not only do you learn the how, you learn the why. And then when you're learning the how and the why, you also learn how to make...
To
combine it and make it more efficient, which, you know, a lot of people can imitate people. When I was in the martial arts, I could pretty much imitate my instructor, but I never understood certain things until I got older and I asked a few questions. So before we run out of time, how do they find Keita Bussey?
180firearmstraining.com. My book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon. Or you can email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for your own personalized copy if you would like to set up a class in an area near you. Also email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Very good. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Bill.
We will talk to you again.
Talk to you next week.
Make sure that Pixie does her homework. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.